a case in which reasonable grounds were found to determine Ward 11 count. Bill LaDuke breached various campaign finance rules in 2022 will be sent to the provincial offenses system. Central to the case is an allegation that a September 11, 2022 Grandparents' Day event served as part of LaDuke's bid for re-election and should have been accounted for in his campaign finances. LaDuke maintains the Grandparents' Day event was merely a community event without political motivations. "Absolutely, I acted in good faith," LaDuke told Sudbury.com following Wednesday's Election Compliance Audit Committee meeting, whose five members voted unanimously to send the matter to the court system. A few other apparent breaches of the Municipal Elections Act, one of which LaDuke described on Wednesday as minor and wasn't done intentionally, were also flagged in a third-party report on his campaign finances prepared by KPMG. LaDuke said he welcomes upcoming legal proceedings, as he believes that he will come out of it cleared of bad faith actions. During Wednesday's meeting, his lawyer, Tim Harmer, suggested that upcoming court decisions might even help set precedents to help fine-tune provincial legislation, which he said leaves room for interpretation. Following Wednesday's meeting, Committee Chair Peter McMullen told Sudbury.com he's uncertain as to the upcoming court process's timeline, but that the provincial offenses system is quicker than criminal courts. The committee wasn't tasked with determining whether LaDuke breached the Municipal Elections Act, but that there were reasonable grounds to commence prosecution, McMullen explained, adding that it's now in the court's hands. Written rationale for the committee's determination, which came following approximately 1 hour of closed-door deliberations, will be posted to the city's website within the next couple of days, McMullen said. Prior to Wednesday's meeting, the committee determined in April 2023 that there were reasonable grounds to enlist KPMG to conduct an audit of his finances. This third-party audit was released last month and reaffirmed the committee's prior assessment. Applicant Anastasia Ryu speaks about Ward 11 count. Bill LaDuke's apparent contraventions of the Municipal Elections Act during Wednesday's Election Compliance Audit Committee meeting at Tom Davies Square. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Wednesday's decision followed a presentation by KPMG and final submissions by both LaDuke and Anastasia Ryu, the Ward 11 resident who filed the application for a compliance audit. "I'm elated," Ryu told Sudbury.com following Wednesday's meeting, noting that the Grandparents' Day event in question happened a long time ago, so seeing something finally happen is rewarding. "There were a lot of unfair advantages that happened as a result of that event, so I'm happy it has all come to, somewhat, fruition today," she added. While Ryu filed the application which the committee considered, LaDuke's political opponent in the 2022 civic election, Christopher Duncanson Hales, also filed a similar complaint. His was rejected due to the fact the committee had already agreed to a third-party audit by the time it was tabled for consideration. Ward 11 count. Bill LaDuke is seen shaking hands with seniors during Grandparents' Day at Chartwell Westmount on William Retirement Residence on September 11, 2022. This image is a screenshot from a campaign video LaDuke paid for as part of his 2022 re-election campaign. Supplied. Duncanson Hales watched Wednesday's meeting from the gallery at Tom Davies Square, after which he shared in Ryu's elation the matter is proceeding through the court system. "He first raised the 2022 Grandparents' Day event as an alleged campaign event, shortly after it took place, at which time he cited such evidence as LaDuke's car with election magnets being prominently displayed at the entrance to the event, and volunteers wearing Team LaDuke jackets. It's really unfortunate that it's taken this long, and it's going to take longer," Duncanson Hales said after Wednesday's meeting. He could very well run the clock out on this council and go straight to the end. Whether LaDuke's apparent breaches were through ignorance or intent, Duncanson Hales said public officials need to be held to a higher standard. Those convicted of an offense may be subject to a fine of up to $25,000, become ineligible to vote or run in the next general election, face up to 6 months in prison and forfeit their office if the judge finds they committed the offense knowingly. If you are convicted of exceeding the spending limit, you may also be fined the amount by which you exceeded the limit, according to the province's website. Any one of LaDuke's apparent breaches would bring him over his election campaign spending limit of $14,159.60. Although a timeline was not provided on Thursday, the province notes that prosecution related to the 2022 election must be commenced before November 15, 2026. The next municipal election will be held on October 26, 2026. Wednesday's appearance saw LaDuke defend his position, represented primarily through lawyer Tim Harmer, who attended the meeting virtually. For her 10 minutes of speaking time, applicant Anastasia Rieu reiterated her case regarding campaign expenses alongside various other grievances against LaDuke. This included allegations of improperly placed campaign signs and LaDuke's false claim that proponents tampered with video evidence of Grandparents' Day. The city's integrity commissioner already censured LaDuke for his comments, which he retracted. LaDuke called a point of order to question the relevance of her comments to the matter at hand, but McMullen allowed her to proceed. Afterward, Rieu told Sudbury.com she sought to paint a pattern of behavior for the committee. "If we're going to treat what happened at Grandparents' Day as one violation and say we'll slap you on the wrist, there are other violations you can go back and look at," she said. At one point, LaDuke was seen laughing while Rieu aired her grievances, prompting her to remind him that she listened when he had his 10 minutes. Rieu maintained that, despite LaDuke's assertion to the contrary, Grandparents' Day was a campaign function. Why else, she contended, would a volunteer dinner following the event be included by LaDuke as a campaign expense, $550 at Hilton Garden Grill? KPMG inquired as to why food to thank volunteers for assisting with Grandparents' Day 2022 constituted an election campaign expense if Mr. LaDuke was not campaigning at the event, according to the KPMG report. "Mr. LaDuke told us that approximately 6 to 8 of the 10 to 12 volunteers who helped with the event were also part of his campaign team. They hadn't intended to volunteer at the event, but after the Minnow Lake Lions pulled out at the last minute, LaDuke's campaign team stepped in." KPMG partner Cass Ramon summarized their findings in relation to LaDuke's apparent breaches of the Municipal Elections Act. In addition to Grandparents' Day 2022 expenses totaling $2,998.27, which he noted apparently should have been included as election campaign expenses, were a few other apparent breaches of the Municipal Elections Act. Accepting $500 in cash, which is in excess of the $25 cash limit. LaDuke clarified that he attempted to account for it by photocopying five $100 bills, but it still appears to be a breach. Harmer described this as a misstep, an oversight that was made in good faith, and he took steps to remedy that situation, or to at least acknowledge it. Accepting $3,000 bank drafts purchased by Anna Maria Villano, whose memo lines indicate contributions from Anna, Mike, and Frank, respectively. LaDuke said it came from a joint account, but KPMG concluded it may comprise a contribution of $1,800 in excess of the $1,200 contribution limit for single contributors. Anna. $307 of campaign expenses were recorded, but not paid from LaDuke's campaign bank account. Paying in this manner was a matter of convenience, LaDuke's submission said, asserting there was no bad will in this regard. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.